China's foreign minister today meets with President Bush at the White House, where he's expected to pledge his government's support for the war on terrorism. In a speech last night at a Washington dinner, Tang Jiaxuan said China and the United States have shared views on the need to rid the world of terrorism. The statements of support are in sharp contrast from a time just months ago when relations between Washington and Beijing were in crisis. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
After months of tension between Beijing and Washington, China has been quick to side with the U.S. in the coalition against terrorism. Zhu Feng, an international relations expert at Beijing University, says that China can't afford to be isolated from this international effort.
I believe that in the international struggle against terrorism, China can become an important partner with the United States and play an important role in international cooperation. I think this can be helpful in improving China's international image.
Nobody expects China to offer as much help as America's allies, but China could use its influence with its longtime ally, Pakistan. And it could also mobilize support from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a group including Russia and four Central Asian states. After Chinese President Jiang Zemin called President Bush to express solidarity with the U.S. just hours after the terrorist attacks, the Chinese government made another move intended to be friendly. It barred state-run media from running anti-American reactions to the attacks. Despite general sympathy in China for the disaster in the U.S., some ordinary Chinese feel the U.S. is a bully that got its comeuppance in the terrorist attacks. Independent pollster Victor Yuan said this view is especially prevalent among blue-collar workers. We did about 50 interviews, Yuan says, and we found that the first reaction of the majority of ordinary Beijingers on hearing news of the attack was a very emotional expression of happiness. They said, at last, someone's fixed those Americans. In Washington, though, Foreign Minister Tang said that the Chinese people share America's grief and indignation at the terrorist attacks. Still, Tang is expected to reiterate China's position, shared by American allies, that U.S. retaliation must be measured. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhu Bangzhao outlined this position in Beijing yesterday.
Cooperation by the international community to oppose terrorism is urgently needed. At the same time, strikes against terrorism must have conclusive evidence and clear targets. They must avoid at all costs hurting innocent civilians.
China's government also says the U.S. must acknowledge China's efforts to combat terrorism, particularly the violent acts that Beijing attributes to ethnic separatists in its westernmost province of Xinjiang. Xinjiang is mainly inhabited by Turkic-speaking Muslims called Uyghurs. Xinjiang shares a small stretch of border with Afghanistan, and China suspects some Xinjiang separatists have gone to train with the Taliban. Zhu Feng explains the government's concerns about Xinjiang.
China has 20 million Muslims. This is a group which China's government must take into account. We definitely don't want to support for an American strike to cause Muslim extremists within China to pose a threat to our government.
From a strategic viewpoint, the prospect of an increased U.S. military presence on its southern flank in Central Asia has China's military worried. But given the options of either siding with the U.S. or siding with the terrorists, China has little choice, at least for the moment, but to support the emerging U.S.-led coalition. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.